I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with law enforcement in our community. My guest today is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we are talking about grants and how his department uses them. Where are the grants that your department receives coming from?
Yeah, so most of the time it comes from the state of Missouri. We search grants on there, and every once in a while there's annual grants that come out. And so, but most of the time it's through the state of Missouri. We've got them from the Police Chiefs Association before, and so, but in the end, all that money usually comes from the state.
How important are the grants to the department?
Yeah, the grants are extremely important, especially when I first started. We didn't have much of a budget, and so it was time to get up with the times, come up with technology, and be up to date on with technology. And so in our world, technology is so important because it's ever advancing and innovative, and so we have to stay up with that. And so one of the very first grants I applied for was from the Police Chiefs Association, and we started our computer program on that, getting our laptops for the patrol officers so they could be out on the road working their reports, less time in the office. And so through that, we've become pretty skilled in looking for grants and applying for them, and honestly, kind of successful at it, which in the end saves money for the city and our taxpayers.
Is there a lot of time spent on grants?
There are a lot of time spent on grants. The process to apply for grants is very important. It's time consuming, and there's a lot of forms to fill out. There's a lot of things to do, a lot of guidelines. The purchasing, once the purchasing's done, there's a lot of forms, further forms to fill out. And so it's not just one and done. It takes several months to stay up on them. You have to eventually do an inventory or an audit on those, on that equipment that you receive. And so it's about a year process in the end.
How is the grant money used? Are you looking for specific types of things?
Yeah, so a lot of time the grant money is for equipment. Sometimes it's for training. We've recently found one for personnel. And so we just kind of look at what our budget looks like that year. You know, we have the police tax, but even though we have that police tax, we have a vision. We have to look into the next several years, what our purchases are going to be and what equipment's going to look like. And so we've really tried to look at the equipment side of that because we've planned a few years ago to have an equipment replacement program. And so that's helped. Recently, we got a grant for half of the road patrol laptops, and so that saved us almost $15,000 in our budget. And we also received a grant from the state. Every year we buy two police vehicles to keep our fleet very, very well rounded. And so in that grant, we received equipment for the upfit of one of those vehicles, which saved us about $10,000.
Does the city have to match any of those dollars from the grants?
Yeah, so sometimes we have to match, especially this latest one on the, it was the ARPA grant. We had to match half of it. So the total project was around $28,000, and we had to match half of that. But in the end, we were going to have to do that project either way, whether it be this year or next year. And so we took advantage of applying for that grant. It was a rigorous process, but it was successful, and it saved us almost that $15,000. So this year, so far, we're about $30,000 or $40,000 savings on grants.
Sounds like some of these grants are tied to specific activities or specific equipment. Is that common?
That is common. So one grant we do every year is through MoDOT, and it's a traffic safety enforcement grant. What it does is provides the officers overtime to come in and work traffic. We don't have a traffic unit here at the Chillicothe Police Department. It'd be nice to have one, but we don't. And so they come in, then they're off time, and there's a lot that goes into that. They have to work traffic and make sure our roadways are safe. when they're done, they have to report what they did as well. And so, but on that same grant, we can do the traffic grant. We can do equipment on that one as well. And so we've received some radars over the years. This year we applied for some printers for our patrol cars. And so it's just part of that process and trying to save our taxpayer dollars and benefit the city as well.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.